This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
It's almost the end of the year. How are you feeling? How's your energy going? Like most of us, I'm sure you can't wait for a summer break. And it would be nice to be able to enjoy the break. So, you know, despite running on reserve fuel, we don't burn out beforehand and then spend the holidays in bed recovering. So how do we avoid burnout before the break? Well, Asanka Gunasekara is a lecturer in human resource management and people analytics at RMIT. Asanka, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Byron.
What are the signs that we're on the verge of burning out?
Lovely. Good question, Byron. Let me explain you what burnout means. So that entails everything what burnout means. People, you know, usually very loosely define burnout as physical exhaustion. That is not the full definition of burnout. Uh-huh. With physical exhaustion, if you're burnt out, you will also feel that you're disengaged. You're disengaged with yourself, with your work colleagues, the work, the family members. You feel that you're not connected with others. And at the same time, the third element is you feel really ineffective. So you're just moving the day with no motivation and with no meaning to whatever you're doing. So there are three parts to it: exhaustion, disengagement, and ineffectiveness. So if you feel all of these things, that is burnout.
So it's almost like you're just getting up, ticking the box, done what I need to do for the day, that's it, going home, going to bed again, and do the same thing over again.
Yeah, and also with no engagement. And you won't feel good about it. You won't feel meaning.
What impact does burnout have on our health?
In terms of health, there are a physical and mental health. You know, if you take physiologically, people feel, you know, high blood pressure, those kind of things. And our research is more in and around psychological and relational, Warren. Psychologically, people get angry, annoyed, all these negative emotions that we experience because we don't want to connect, just leave me alone. And also some relational as well. We get, you know, stressed out with our loved ones, all these kind of things that we can experience. So that's not a good sign at all.
Definitely not. Is there any research? Do we know what causes burnout? Is it just working too hard or what's the real cause?
Yes, it's a good question. So when it comes to burnout, it is in another way we can express that as it's a result of chronic and unmanaged workplace stress. So you have been managing, you know, little stresses for a too long period of time. You have not been able to manage it properly, and it's chronic. And if you don't manage it properly, then you're going to feel burnout towards the end of the year. And it is not just work. You know, we cannot really separate ourselves from our work, family, the community. We cannot separate ourselves. So all the other things like our value system, our beliefs, how fancy you want to create your, you know, Christmas lunch or the Christmas dinner, how many people you're going to invite, you know, dealing with these values, beliefs, goals. Exactly, right? Goals and values or attitudes, all of these things contribute to the feeling of burnout apart from our job stresses.
We're chatting with Asanka Gunasekara, lecturer in human resource management, people analytics at RMIT, about how we can avoid burnout before the break. Just listening to you then, Asanka, are we essentially, I suppose, you know, if burnout affects our mental health and it's the result of, for example, chronic workplace stress, and we've tried to resolve it but we're not getting anywhere, are we essentially handing over our mental health to someone else to control?
That is one way of looking at it, because sometimes we feel like you know, our mental health professionals or HR managers, our managers are responsible for our own, you know, the way that we are feeling towards the end of the year. The way that the approach that we have taken when we were writing this piece of article one was, yes, they are responsible because managers need to have policies, procedures, and those kind of things in place to support their employees. But at the same time, we also thought, okay, how about taking a bit of an agency, you know, self-management approach to manage ourselves a little better. So we very briefly talk about a few different very useful tips how we can look at this burnout and how we can avoid it. One of the things that we discussed was challenge the self-victimization. You know how in social forums and when we meet people, we say, oh, we are burnt out, we are so tired, we can't wait until the end of the year. And this is how long we are working, this is how hard we are working. We kind of break ourselves to say how hard we are working. So we say to people, just try to challenge that self-victimization and talk about, you know, how good you are in taking care of yourself. And try to seek some opportunities to take care of yourself and be a role model in healthy work-life balance. So one of the things that we discussed.
I like that self-victimization and start being a bit more positive. One of the things that it doesn't annoy me, but I always feel like it's a bit of a I can't be bothered telling you response is, you know, when you ask somebody, you say, how are you? And they go, oh, busy, so busy. And that's their answer. I feel like that's almost like an automatic one.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we had to, maybe sometimes people are trying to say how important I am in the work context, you know, I'm so busy, that we really need to stop bragging. We are victimizing ourselves and we're trying to get all the other people into this hyperbolic narrative of, oh, we are so busy.
Asanka, we're all nodding and everyone in the car is saying, yep, I'm just about there on the verge of burnout before the end of the year. What other tips have you got for us that can help us?
Definitely. Yeah. One, we nicely work with one model called Total Leadership Model. We all know work and life. You know, there are two things, work and life. Within Total Leadership Model, we have work, life, community, and ourselves. We really tell people, you know, self-care is really, really important because the way that we take care of ourselves spill over onto other three domains of our life. So let's make sure that we spend enough time with ourselves. We say to people, we need to make sure we allocate our time, our energy, and our efforts into and across all these four domains of our life. To remind you, that's, you know, work, family, our community, and ourselves. And taking a bit of an agency, if the company or the manager is not looking after yourself, you know, just talk to yourself and see how you're feeling. Just reflect on the way that you're feeling and try to take a break. You know, we say little mindfulness practices, breathing, you know, exercises, spending time outdoors, prioritizing sleep, those kind of little things that are important.
But it's so, I mean, I'm laughing, but we forget
them. Two more things to remind you of a mindset. You know, in this very imperfect world, we all are trying to be perfect. That notion of trying to be perfect is not helping us at all. Just be realistic with our expectations. It's okay to be good enough. It's okay to miss one or two dishes at the Christmas table.
I love it.
You know, that kind of a mindset help you relax a little bit rather than dragging yourself to burnout.
That's a perfectionist. I mean, I used to be really, and still am in a way, but you never reach that perfection. It's just constantly chasing. So, and then you forget to do some self-care for yourself. So that's great advice. Another thing that I've realized too is everyone's got a timeline and everything has to be done. And particularly with the festive season coming up, it's almost like everything's got to be done before Christmas. And I think, well, why? That's just an artificial timeline. Nothing's going to happen on that day.
And a sense of urgency, definitely, Ryan. You're spot on when you say that sense of urgency is really becoming a norm in our modern world, unfortunately. We can see, you know, can you please respond to this message, you know, in 1 hour's time. I close the business tomorrow, can I get the response? Or maybe, you know, how many of us can wait till, you know, at least another 1 hour to respond to a text message if you receive one. So the kind of sense of agency is really creating, making us really overwhelming as well. So all these things can impact on our feeling of burnout. So we say at least during the break, during the Christmas time, you know, do a digital detox, unplug your technology, try to, you know, connect with your family, friends, with the nature, with the communities, do something different.
I love it. Absolutely love. We're all feeling a sigh of relief, Asanka. Thanks for that advice. So let's look after ourselves and not so much worry about everyone else's timeline. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Thank you, Asanka Gunasekara, lecturer in Human Resource Management and People Analytics at RMIT University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.